Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Shit this episode.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
Nope, he's not here. Stated meeting. No Kenny. Jim Delvaney, what's going on?
Speaking of dumb shit. Sorry, Brother Jim. Love you.
And
Brandon Sanders.
Brandon Sanders.
Hope you're doing well and wishing you a speedy recovery. Hopefully things are going well for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave him a shout out last episode.
Yes, he had surgery.
Some kind of procedure.
And one other thing we have to cover is we have something over that's draping Ken's casket over there, if you will.
Yes. Ken. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Microphone.
Oh, puberty.
It's like the freaking Brady Bunch episode. When it's time to change. Let's try that again. Yeah. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. I could do the whole song, but I don't think you want me to.
What? I designated
true
a whole second.
Patriot love.
I'm looking for
in all thy sons command. Which apparently is the old version. They've changed the wording to bring it up to date. Whatever. With glowing hearts we see the light. The true north strong and free.
This is so stupid.
Far
not the song,
wide.
Just the fact
just
that
me?
We're singing it. Yeah.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
All right, so let's cover who gave us the flag.
Oh, it's going to be the big finish.
Okay,
go ahead. God keep a land.
I feel like I should stand
glorious
up.
Glorious and free. Oh, Canada. We stand on guard for thee. One more time.
Beautiful nose.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Very nice. Very nice.
To our Canadian friends.
All right. And this flag was given to us by, and he writes, "Well, you bunch of assholes really like your podcast." On podcast 8 right now, I'm Kurt Miller, currently residing in Colchester, Ontario, Canada. I currently belong to Vienna Lodge 237 in Vienna, Ontario. I'm a Master Mason, currently Junior Warden and 32nd degree of the Scottish Rite. Anyways, in Ontario, we have not had a lodge meeting since February because of restrictions from COVID-19.
Because they're socialists.
Leave it alone. I get yelled at. You can't do
what they are. The Canada's a socialist country.
Our Grand Lodge is in Hamilton, Ontario. I'm currently looking for a new lodge to join as my mother lodge is 250 kilometers away, which, Joe, I don't know the calculation for that, but you can. It's
how many kilometers?
250.
That's much more than the 5K that I run. I know 5K is 3.1 miles. Do the math.
As we are relocated a few months ago, and I'm looking forward to getting back to the lodge hopefully soon. Keep up the good work, and the podcasts are cool too. Thanks.
Nice. What is that?
Kurt Miller.
Kurt Miller. Brother Kurt Miller.
Canadian flags.
Good to have you here.
Into the show. We will be hanging that
Yeah, we'll get it up.
We'll get it up somewhere. Maybe under the Australian.
Yeah, that's where I'm thinking. Under the Australian.
Somewhere. We'll figure it out. But Danny Collins, hey.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Snow Mexican Masons, he calls them.
He was down on vacation in Mexico.
He was recently. And Dirty Bastard sent me a picture of him sitting in a freaking, like, I don't even know, it was like one of those infinity pools or whatever with a bunch of palm trees in the background. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's funny, because I got him a picture of him in a Rey Mysterio mask with a Mexican flag poncho on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was freaking awesome. We had a good little old school Lucha Libre Puro Resu conversation, talking some old school wrestling.
So. Nice. So, to Kurt Miller, you want to lead the toast?
Sure.
You were saying the song, you lead the toast.
If I only knew how to do it in French.
There you go.
Brother, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
I forgot how to do the freaking toast.
Ready.
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 Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother. It's hot coffee, that's why we're going slow.
Viva, viva, viva.
You actually had just a brain fart there.
I'm sorry, it happened.
That's how sexy Danny Collins looked in that poncho. Couldn't get it out of my head.
So we're drinking coffee tonight. It's a coffee night. It's cold as shit here in New England. Supposed to be getting a nor'easter this weekend.
I saw rain. I didn't see the
so much for hunting.
Extended forecast.
So much for hunting.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good one for
you. Just want to apologize. We have been... What are we did one episode in 2 weeks, right?
Live, yeah.
Yeah, live. I came down with the bronchitis.
Yes, not the vid.
Not the vid.
Not the vid, so you're doing all right.
I'm doing all right now.
You look good.
Yeah, they had me on prednisone. They had me on, what's the other, Z-Pak. I took two Z-Paks, prednisone, 20 milligrams, just to get the shit out of my lungs. Hence why, kids, don't smoke.
Yeah, I don't do it. But it did some good for you. It looks like you lost some weight.
Did I?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Just sit on the couch like a fat bastard. I ate a baby! Anyway.
Usually you get sick. Usually you lose a few pounds.
Yeah, I was... The problem was is that, you know, I wasn't... No fever, none of that crap. Just it was... Started off as a head cold. And it's like clockwork for me. It's like I can tell you every November, bam, I'm getting bronchitis. How it is with me. I've had it since I was 17. Prior to being a smoker, it just is what it is. It started off as a head cold. Again, you sleep, drips down your throat, post-nasal drip, down your lungs. Next thing you know, you wake up and you're hacking a lung up. So I don't think you guys would have enjoyed a show while I'm sitting here going.
No.
Ken would have been over there with the mask on and the full mop suit, full NBC suit, face shield, spit guard, the whole deal. So check my phone, little dude.
Oh, I can only imagine he's talking to you. I don't think he's talking to me.
No, yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, oh, yeah, there's the picture.
There it is. Ken, it's freaking awesome. That's what got me all verklempt.
That's awesome.
Threw me off my game.
So, yeah, I've been down for a while. You and Ken were going to pick up the slack, but Ken found out he had other plans, so he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he had some stuff going on as well. It's just been crazy times, but... you know, we're back. We're doing what we do, and
right. So I got to give a shout out to Rafferty's wife, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
I don't want to screw that up.
No, she gets really upset.
She makes some shirts. She made some stuff for us.
Yeah,
and, I'm gonna quickly model it. Maybe you can.
Yeah, sure. All right. So this is what it looks like in a toddler size.
Fucking bastard.
So it has some really nice Freemasons podcast hoodies that Suzanne Rafferty made for us. We debuted them at the Wonderland at Roseville that we recently attended. And that
probably couldn't see it because it was pitch-ass black.
And it was cold, man. It took me like 3 hours to warm up after that. Like
my poor son was doing the camera, and thank God that Ken's camera, his phone has a stability thing.
Oh, yeah.
He was literally like shaking like crazy. It was funny as hell.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I heard the little dude did all right with the filming.
He did great. And you know who did better? Ken with the editing.
Yeah.
He definitely takes a shit on my editing. I'll tell you that right now. So he might inherit a new job because his editing skills are on point.
I often don't go back and watch those once they're edited and put up because I like to think I look better than I actually do. And when I watch videos and see pictures, I'm like, damn, I really thought I looked good that night and I look like crap.
Now, see, I do the opposite because when I hear myself on the podcast, I'm sitting there like, why am I squeaking like a mouse?
Oh, I hate my. Yeah, it's
something like it from the family, Adam's family.
Cousin oh, it? Yes, yes.
That's me.
Sounds kind of sexy when you do that.
What?
Huh? What?
Danny Collins, where's Ken playing the Ghost of Christmas? he has a stated meeting tonight, so he's doing his own Mother Lodge stuff.
So I had an idea. Speaking of like Christmas and Ghost of Christmas Past and costumes and things like that, as you all know, like last year we had a little bit of an issue.
Shit, here we go.
Where Santa came to visit.
Yep.
And that episode got pulled within 24 hours and made a Patreon only because, it was borderline. I'll admit that.
Uh-huh.
And then we had something lined up for Easter,
uh-huh.
if you recall, uh-huh. where Jesus was going to come pay us a visit.
Yes, he was.
And because I think shortly after that, we went into COVID quarantine. So yes. Maybe that was God sending the plague upon us saying, don't do that.
Don't screw around.
So I think I have a loophole.
Okay.
What if I wore the Jesus costume,
uh-huh.
but I was really Joseph and I just carry like a baby in my arm? Is that offensive?
See, here's the problem, though.
I just sit here with the baby.
Here's my problem.
And, but I'm not...
Rip Glass, he just wrote, what's going on with the website? I want to buy some swag. I'm going to get to that in 1 second.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Stay tuned. But here's the problem, all right? And I don't appreciate the comment you just made about you being Jesus and carrying... or Joseph and carrying a baby. Yeah. Because they're going to say, why don't you just carry George? That's what's going to happen.
Or the puppet! There you go!
Oh, this is going to happen.
So I think
Ken could be Mary and you could be the jackass that carries us to Nazareth.
I got a better one. So I was planning on wearing a costume today, actually, and I'm having problems trying to find one particular item of the costume, but yes, this will happen. We're going to do a dress up. I'll tell you off air. I don't want to spoil it.
So I might, but I have a lot of costumes. I might have something.
It's not a costume. I don't need a costume. I just literally
need an item that you might need that I might possibly have.
Scariest words in the Gene Teague. Sorry if I said that wrong. I do it all the time. Scariest words in the English language. Jesus loves you while you're in a Mexican prison.
Hopefully, Danny Collins didn't spend any time.
George's there. Little face in a manger. Yeah, that'll be a meme.
Well, I figure if they could take a baby Jesus and stick it out in this little God house in the town hall and leave it out for a month,
we could pull it off.
I can carry it. I can caress it in my arm. That's more respectful, I think.
Absolutely. So, Rip Glass says, "What's going on with the website?" So, our website is up. I don't know if it's been refined. That's supposed to be Ken's job, but we are. I'm going to be inquiring with. Suzanne Rafferty, who made us this amazing stuff, who I believe has a website, and I'm going to ask her to not only be able to create or make something like this, but also I was thinking about bringing back the OG t-shirts.
Okay.
With the
guy riding the polar bear?
Riding the polar bear while drinking, while pounding a beer, and I was going to bring back the OG shirts.
Yeah, why not? Classic. So, vintage. Throwbacks.
The very
retro.
First one 2 years ago, I created a shirt that was for only OG listeners, and I think for a limited time.
We'll
bring it back for a little while. I think at some point we need to maybe make another shirt, potentially when Ken read the 12 Days of Podcast.
We should do that.
We'll just get a picture of Ken in that terrible sweater he was wearing.
But can we pixelate it and make it look like a Christmas sweater? Like, you know how it looks cross stitch and
that's what I'm thinking.
You gotta repost that for this year.
Yeah.
Like we'll just repost that.
I can't repost shit because I'm throwing off everything.
All right, well then you'll have to send it.
We'll get it.
Was it on Facebook community?
What's that?
The Ken reading. Was that Patreon only?
No, that's on YouTube. I don't believe it is Patreon only. There was the edited version that went on the main one, and then there was the unedited one.
With Ken screwing up and swearing.
That was a blooper. That's also on Patreon. I think what I'll do is for the last year's reading, we'll make a new one. I think we're going to have Ken do another one. Another reading I think would be a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of
different
fun.
Change
maybe
up
come
a
up
word.
With something different. But yep. No, definitely do something. And for those of you that are current Patreon members, and for those of you that aren't, I would highly recommend at least for as little as $3 a month. Do it for that as just the 1 month, and join us on Patreon, where you will be able to go back and listen to the Santa episode They believe it's called Santa Sabotage.
Yes, Santa Sabotage.
Which you can only get and only will ever be able to get on Patreon.
That would never go YouTube live, ever. That was freaking bad. It was funny as shit.
It was bad, but I look back on that. I think that's when I peaked. That might have been the... That was some of my best material.
It was. The problem was is the next day when it was posted, I get a phone call from a certain district deputy like, George, I just defended you. What the fuck?
Yeah,
James Delvaney says, Susie Facebook is Fabric Designs by Susie. Hit it up. Absolutely. That's her. Like I said, I'm gonna talk to her. I have her number. I took a muscle relaxer today because I tweaked my neck, so I blacked out. I didn't get a chance to call her today, but I'm gonna, hopefully she's down for it. I'll shoot the design over to her and she will create the shirt, and then hopefully we can get the OG shirt back up.
Yeah, and Danny Collins just reminded us our second anniversary is coming up in January.
Jesus, I feel like I gotta get you paper or something. What did he get second anniversary? What is it, paper?
I don't know.
Boxes.
Bourbon.
Dumb shit.
Bourbon. Bourbon. You can never go wrong with bourbon.
Speaking of which, our Secret Santa thing went off pretty much without a hitch. There were some people who got their Secret Santa gifts, and that's only on, I would say, Discord. It's not
right,
Discord.
So now, Slack. And that's part
Slack,
of...
Slack.
Slack.
Yep.
Which was just bought out by somebody. I was reading in the news the
Great.
Other day. But, I forget the name of the company, but they're trying to pretty much go after Google. It's the largest acquisition they've ever made in the
wow.
company's history, and they want to go head-to-head with Google. So
awesome.
Hopefully there'll be an alternative to...
Do it.
But yeah, good stuff coming there. And,
Salesforce.
I've got to send my... yes, that's exactly who it is, Danny. Thank you. I've got to send my Secret Santa stuff out. I have my person...
Ah, here we go. Rip Glass. That's brother Rob G, who is also a Discord guy.
Oh, okay.
Our Discord Patreon guy.
Awesome.
See, sometimes I can't tell the names, though. And then you get somebody who wrote Juju the something or whatever on Slack.
Jojo the Circus Clown?
Yeah.
I
have no idea what this
is. I know. Wasn't it like one of the Farley movies, Jojo the Idiot Circus Boy?
Yes.
That I know. And I know Mojo Jojo from Powerpuff Girls, but I don't know. Oh, no, there was a kid's show, Jojo Circus.
Okay.
That's what it must be.
Yeah, they changed their names and stuff, so...
And Rob G, do us a favor. Go ahead and put a note, message on Slack and tag Brother Rafferty in it regarding your pin, please.
Yes. Yes. If you are a Patreon supporter, definitely reach out to Rafferty. He's gotten the keys to the castle. The only thing I do now is shell him money when he sends these things out. So,
yeah.
And again, brothers, I apologize if I cough. I'm over it. It's not in my lungs anymore, but still, it's that I don't have the vid. I was tested. By the way, hell with that freaking COVID test. So let me tell you, we'll start on this, and then we'll get into Roseville, and we'll get into all this stuff. So have you had a COVID test yet?
Nope.
Okay. So I get into the doctor's office, right? I told him, I said, listen, I don't have the vid. I know it's bronchitis. Just giving you a heads up. This is before I made the appointment. She said, okay. So, James Delvaney Schultz is having an identity crisis. Ah, so it's a Schultz brother.
Oh,
that
okay.
makes sense. So I get there, right? And I can feel it in my chest. It's all raspy. I don't got a fever. I'm not freaking, you know, no dry cough. I didn't lose my sense of taste and smell because I've been drinking alcohol and I taste every minute of it. So they bring me to the doctor's office, right? And this was on like Thursday, 2 weeks ago or something like that. They sit me down in there. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, this is cool. I got my mask on. I'm just sitting there. I'm just kicking my feet because, again, my feet don't touch the bottom of the floor. So I'm sitting in the chair kicking my feet.
And the paper's rustling behind you.
And I see this nurse go by, right? And, I mean, she's in, like, full, like, NBC mop, you know, military mop gear, right? She got the booties on. She got the pants on. She got the chest protector. She's got the mask on with the
Yogi Bear.
Her hair all up in a freaking, you know, in one of those things. I'm like, the fuck is going on?
And she's coming in to see you.
Well, I didn't know this at first. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So now I'm thinking some dude's like bleeding out two rooms down from me, right? So all of a sudden she comes back. Oh, God.
Yeah, we can't read. We're not going to read that one out loud.
So,
way to go, Danny boy. Welcome back.
So anyway, so she comes back into the room, right? And she's like, okay, so I got two swabs. One's for the flu, one's for COVID. I'm like, okay. First thing she goes, she sticks it in my nose. She's like, this is the flu, uncomfortable. Okay. Swabs inside my nose. Yeah, it was uncomfortable. Then,
like far back, or like just like
about, you know, midway up, you know, kind of like where you were.
Can you get there with your finger?
You can get there with your finger.
So that's not that.
Then here comes the COVID one.
Okay.
And while she stuck this in my nose, my hand instantly went to the back of my head to make sure she didn't punch through to the back of my skull. It was the most uncomfortable shit I've ever had to do. Like, being conscious anyway, you know, minus the kidney stones, that was fun. Peeing fire for 3 months. By the way, drink a lot of water, everybody. But yeah, the COVID test sucked. But it came back negative. I don't have COVID. I forgot where I was going with this. It was a moral to this story.
Test sucked.
Yes, test sucked. So I've been down for, Jim Gilvaney, 4 COVID tests in the last 45 days. Yeah, I'll die. I'll take it. I'm good. That test sucked. So I've been down and out for a while. I forgot where I was driving with this story, though.
Damn. We're all over.
That's because she poked my freaking brain, so now I lost track.
And that's what happens.
But we've been down for a while, and I didn't really get a chance to talk to Susie yet about getting the shirts done, but we're going to get that done.
Yeah, we'll have to do an anniversary shirt. We'll have to do... Where's Gideon's shirt?
We got some cat.
Where in the world is Gideon Buckleman? That should be one of the things that we put on.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
Who else? No.
Lynx. Where's Lynx, man?
Lynx commented on something not long ago on Facebook, like very recently, within a couple weeks.
I don't see any.
Alchin, I think, even made a special guest appearance.
Mm.
But you know who I don't hear from much anymore is Nathan Moss hasn't weighed in a while. Right? And Nathan's the one that met up with Gideon.
Yes.
And I haven't heard from him in a while, I don't believe.
Yeah. I'll have to reach out at least. Yeah. James Levaney, peace out. Work Zoom. Have fun.
See you, Jim.
Zoom. I'm all set with Zoom. Every freaking commandery meeting, every single meeting I have now is on Zoom.
Yeah.
Christmas observance on Moon. On Zoom. On Moon.
On the Moon.
Christmas observances for New Haven Commandery. All commanderies are going to be on Zoom. If you think I'm sitting in my living room singing Silent Night through a computer, you're freaking high. That's not happening. It's not happening. Just in my living room, just randomly singing.
I'm going to get Doug Barry to hack into that so we can get video. And we'll put it as we'll just isolate somebody, you.
Yeah.
Not everybody, just you and your mic and put a live feed.
Upon a midnight clear, because I don't know the lyrics. So I just start going blah, 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 blah.
Just move your mouth, man.
What does it say? He's talking about, he spoke to him this week. Danny Collins talking about, I think, Nathan Moss.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's retracting.
Yeah, I read it already. Okay. Sorry, too late now. He says he doesn't do the political talk, but that has been effectively ended by me.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
But anyway, moving on from that.
By the way, one other quick thing about our Patreon members and on Slack. I don't know if you noticed recently, however, when the standings came out today, our fantasy football league is, that's one of the things we have for our Patreon subscribers. Guess who is in second place?
You.
Me, after a 4-game hot streak.
Yeah, no, I came out like a barn. I come out like the Jets. That's how I came out. Not this year, because the Jets are like 0-11.
Right.
But I came out like a barn burner, right? And it doesn't help that half my players got freaking injured. Dax, thank you, which was disgusting,
and
by
McCaffrey.
The way. Seeing that, and McCaffrey. But the Dax video?
I've seen it.
Nope. But anyway, I was literally like set to take the whole damn thing right from the jump. And, all my players got hurt, so I'm like...
I was in last place 4 weeks ago.
If I make playoffs, I'll be surprised.
I was in the cellar with Worshipful Brother Perry.
Yeah.
And then, boom, 4 games.
Oh, which reminds me, his wife's not doing too good, and he's going to miss our stated meeting for 2 weeks. I'll leave that up for interpretation, but I just want to give a shout-out to Brother Perry.
Cheers, Brother Perry. Thanks. Hope your wife is
awesome
doing
year.
Well.
Thanks for an awesome year. Sorry you're going to miss annual, which is this weekend. And
he was smart, though. And in his note to the craft, he's like, "And I respectfully decline any elected positions I may be elected for."
although, you are to remain in your chair until your successor is installed. So,
true.
If everybody says, "Yeah, I don't want to do it,"
but he just told the yellow card, said, "Well, I can't be there." So, by default, the senior warden becomes the master.
Right.
So
so let's move on. We'll go into Wonderland
at Roseville.
Froze our asses off.
Yes.
It was very cold, though.
It was colder than I thought it
would be. Thank you, Susie, for the...
Yes. Very nice. Sorry I'm not modeling mine today.
Yeah, no, I'm rocking it. I figured was going to be an ice box, so...
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, yeah, that's sad that only half of it was only able to be open. It was only by drive-by. Personally, I think that's kind of bullshit. I mean, I'm not getting political. I'm just saying that, like, you can walk into Walmart, keep social distancing, and wear a mask. Right. Why can't somebody walk through your backyard, do the whole damn thing, keep it pushing?
Hey, not for nothing. I went to the zoo in Cleveland and Akron when I've been out there visiting my daughter for college during this. I love the zoo.
I know.
Just remind me to tell you a funny line.
I'm thinking of the movie Jerry Maguire when the little kid's like, I want to go to the zoo. I love the zoo. And then Tom Cruise spins around and goes, kid, the fucking zoo's closed.
See, now when I mentioned the zoo...
I was this close to saying it, but I knew you were on a track.
So. When I mentioned the zoo, I think of a completely different movie, and I can't say the whole quote because it's not politically correct anymore.
Right.
But in the first Rocky, he's talking to the loan shark and the guy driving it. He goes, hey, Rock, you want my advice? He goes, yeah, give me your advice. Take her to the zoo. And then what he says after that makes it... freaking hysterical, but people get offended by that word now, and I can't use it, but go ahead and look it up on YouTube or Google. Hey, Rock, take it to the zoo. And then they almost get into a fight, and then as the guy's driving away, he goes, hey, Rock, remember what I said? He goes, what's that? Take it to the zoo.
So, anyway.
But anyway, Wonderland at Roseville.
It should have been, it's their house, it's their rules,
right?
And plus they're trying to keep their asses out of trouble as well. Totally
exactly.
Get it.
They don't want to get shut down. They've had some trouble over the years.
I think it's partially BS, and I feel really bad for them that they couldn't do the whole thing. Because, I mean, realistically, if they could have just made a line out front, socially distanced, let people in, what, 20 at a time, 10 at a time,
exactly.
Whatever the thing is, and let them go through the damn thing.
And the town could have helped out.
The town could have helped out, sure. So, but anyway, what they're doing is absolutely fantastic. I was, even if just being the whole front yard was quite incredible. But then when Ken edited the video and showed the drone.
From last year.
And seeing the whole backyard.
Yep.
Damn.
Like, see, I've been a few times, and I've seen it in all its full glory, and it's...
Right.
I mean, the house probably sits on, I don't know, a quarter of an acre. Mm. And almost every square foot that's not covered by the house is covered by some kind of Christmas light or Christmas display. Right. They even have a chapel that they built in the house, or in the back. They have Santa's workshop in the back. Like, it's huge.
Right.
It is absolutely amazing what they do. And what did you say, for 12 years they've been donating to the Shriners Children's Hospital? They've been doing it for about 21, I think he said.
Yep. And if you haven't seen the video, it's on YouTube. It's the one right prior to this one getting posted. Watch it, because if you want to donate to the Shriners Hospitals, Ken and his Borg intelligence posted a link. The link for it right on YouTube, right on the video. So you can... go right on there, donate money. It's all right up there. On top of that, you could, if you live in Connecticut,
if you live anywhere.
Anywhere. I mean, I know the whole COVID can't cross borders and everything, but that's only for extended periods of time.
Right.
So you most certainly can drive from, and it's in Fairfield, which is right along the New York border. You can come from New York, come check it out.
Shoot up
95. It's not far off the highway.
Nope.
So you can just... pop in, pop out, and keep pushing from there.
And then if you can't make it, definitely try to give a donation. They could really use the help this year. They're estimating what they say about 100 to 200 cars a day, depending on the day. 3 to 4 people in each car. So they're getting still about 400 people a day. But there's no charge for this. It's all donations. And I believe she was the wife was saying, I forget her name, I apologize. I believe she was saying there were times last year where they would get 1,500 to 2,000 people a day.
That's freaking nuts.
And just imagine each person throwing in $5, $10, $20, whatever. All that money they generate then just gets donated over to the Shriners.
And they don't take a dime of it.
They take nothing. They don't take money out for their electrical bill. They don't take money out for upkeep on anything. It is, and they're, I got to tell you, they're very proud of it.
Yeah.
Like, they love talking about it.
It's incredible.
And it's not the...
The time and the effort and the, you know, the joy.
Yes, that's what it is. They really enjoy doing it. Like, you talk about being just completely selfless and doing something, taking joy out of other people being happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that embodies it. Bye, Brother Danny.
Yep. It's great that you do things, you know, for other people, but you shouldn't do them if you don't enjoy doing it.
Right.
So I think that's part of
the pleasure. Yeah, it's not a check-the-box activity. Yeah, and it's not, like, hey, let me do something nice so people think I'm a better person. Right. No, you do it because, one, it's the right thing to do, and two, because you enjoy doing it.
And the only time that people do things because they're looking for recognition is because they're covering up their bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're shining up a turd.
Yeah, you're shining. Which Mythbusters prove you can polish a turd? You could check out that episode.
I would think so if it were hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dune beetle. That's what they,
Dung beetle.
Dung beetle. That's what they do. Huh.
Roll Interesting.
A roll a turd. Polish it up.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of polish. But
I just watched the Rocky clip. Never mind. Never remember that part. Hilarious.
There you go.
Not knowing the content.
And now you know why I couldn't say say it on the air.
That's Brother Anthony.
Yes.
All right. So the other thing I want to talk about is if I don't know if it's being done, if it's open to the public. Again, I know a lot of them being done in Commandery is the Christmas observances. For those brothers who are part of the Commandery, it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. I think it sucks this year that it's being done on Zoom.
Yep.
My hope is that next year the vid is going to be gone, or at least at a controllable place where we could resume these things. And I wanted to just quickly, briefly talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and you're welcome to go, if you're watching this and you're listening to this, you can go on New Haven Commandery Facebook page. And you can see, any Commandery should usually post, but I know they're up on New Haven Commandery, their Christmas observance pictures. It is a fantastic time. I just wanted to quickly talk on this, and then we'll get into Prince Hall Masonry. But I think, especially next year is going to be especially special. Clay Jenkins, welcome. Jenkins, sorry, I apologize.
At first, I thought you were saying it's Clay Aikens, unlike the American Idol guy. good evening, Brother Clay Jenkins.
Good evening. I think next year's Christmas is going to be very special, more so than any other Christmas in recent years. Or even, I don't want to say Christmas, the holiday seasons.
Yeah.
Because with everybody being locked down and you
can't have family over, you can't have gatherings depending on where you are.
You know, but I think next year, well, again, my hope is that everything will be the restrictions will be let up.
God, they
and will be and we'll be able to do what our usual vocation. So I think that people will be especially grateful about the holiday seasons and their traditions next year, more so than this year. 2020.
Yeah, 'cause they'll realize
2020 sucks.
This year made you realize how fragile. Uh-huh. Those things are that you often take for granted, and you know there are a lot of people that don't like the holidays. Oh, I gotta go
to Aunt Flo's house.
Yeah, it's funny. I have an Aunt Flo. I was gonna say drive down to grandma's house, but I wanted to throw out the disclaimer. I have no problem driving down to see my grandmother. She's not that far. She's right down in Stanford. She's 93.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
But it's like I got to go see these relatives. I got to go spend time doing this. Or, I got to get dressed up in my tux and put on my hat and go do the Commandery thing. And then people are like, wait a minute. That's actually a privilege now. Mm. And I miss, as much as I bitched and moaned about it, it's a privilege and I miss doing it. Right. And yeah, I think it's going to come back in full force.
So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because typically Christmas observances are open to the public.
Right. One of the few...
Anybody can go.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I wouldn't recommend it if you're Jewish or Muslim or something like that. Because it's
go for it.
It's Christian. Yeah. I want to be clear about that. I talk about the birth of Jesus and all that. But if you are of, let's say, you can see. Here's my thing. All right. One of the things I used to do when I was a kid was you'd go to church on Christmas Eve and you'd sing
Christmas carols, and you'd get your sermon. And I'm religious. How does it go?
I'm spiritual, not religious.
So I did like going on Christmas Eve with the candles and they dim the lights.
It was fun.
Beautiful. Love it.
You're right.
It gives you a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
It was touching and not in the bad way that you usually get at church. What it happened? It was a real thing. It's a real thing. They settled the lawsuit.
You're going to make me lose my train of thought. All right. So, but the problem that a lot of people have is, you know, especially when you got families, is especially you got kids, getting to church on Christmas Eve and then having to come home and, you know, wait for Santa, if you will. I don't know who's listening to this. It's a long night. And the only problem is that on these types of services or that feeling of that service, where they dim the lights and everyone's holding a candle and all that stuff, only happens on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So how do I put this? The Christmas observances that are done by Knights Templar are that same thing, but not done on Christmas Eve. The lights are dim. They actually set up tables in the shape of a cross in the middle of the floor. There's poinsettias. There's, you know, all the knights are in, you know, their knight uniforms, and, you know, they give greetings. You know, all the main bodies are usually there.
Mm-hmm.
At least the leaders of the bodies are usually there. And, you know, they all give their own Christmas messages and everything, but you sing songs. The people on the side sing songs. It's not done in a religion. How do I put it? It's not done in a church manner. It's done in our own spin, and it's absolutely beautiful to go see. So I just want to put this out there to those who may be listening to this. Find a local commandery. Ask them if they're doing them live, which I don't think they're doing in person. Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe I don't really know. It would be great. If not, definitely go next year. Or I don't know. What a good idea would be for Christmas observances this year is rather than doing it in Zoom. And again, this is all part of the Grand Master of the Grand Encampment of the United States of America. Each commandery doesn't have. Once the head honcho makes a.
That's one of the edict, Masonic bodies that does have a national head to it.
Once he makes an edict, bam, that's done. It's done. But I wish they would be able to do it where they can videotape it and record it. Maybe have all the knights in black masks or whatever.
Yeah.
I wish they could have done that. But reach out to a commandery, and if you want to see something awesome, go watch them.
Yeah.
They are beautiful to go watch.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that you do, you know, nothing against what they're trying to accomplish doing it in Zoom. I know they still want to do it, but it's one of those things that you really should see in person. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, speaking of Zoom, I know when COVID first hit and people started doing these electronic or hybrid meetings or whatever, people are like, oh, this is going to be the new way. And I'm convinced now more than ever that that'll never be the new way, like you said. As soon as you said Zoom, you're like, oh,
yeah,
another Zoom meeting. Because I'm on Zoom meetings at work. I'm at Zoom meetings, you know, for anything. Now, Mason, it's not a unique experience anymore when you're doing it through Zoom. So I'm confident it'll go back to the old way. But while we're talking about these Christmas observances, I have gave me an idea for a bit. All we need is a camera person, and now that we know Georgie can be capable of that, I think me, you, and Raf can maybe pull in HR and Rocco. We walk around down towards downtown Seymour and just stop in front of local businesses and just start Christmas caroling.
Yeah.
And just tape the reaction to the people, because it's going to be awful. Like,
yeah.
We should purposely sing bad just to see what the reactions of these people are. That would be a funny bit.
As long as you do it in the puppet voice, though. Bring the puppet.
The puppet can come too.
We could find some elf ears and stick them to the side of his head, right?
We could.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So let's see.
I'm sure Ken has a pair of like Vulcan ears.
He does. Brother Rob G or Rip Glass. As Freemasons, how do you guys feel about the Church of FSM, also known as Pastafarianism?
I can speak on that.
So Pastafarian, that was a place down there in freaking Orange, right? Pastafarian, you show up and then.
I think there was one in Norwalk, too, right on the Post Road.
That's something I know about.
There's like a John's Best. Yeah, no, actually, I enjoyed going.
Okay, so can you? I have no idea what
this
is.
I can elaborate on this because my brother-in-law.
What is Pastafarianism?
It's, well, you'll understand Pastafarianism after I explain to you what the FSM is. And I happen to know a minister of the Church of FSM, which is the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
What the hell?
It is a it is an actual organization.
What?
I often at holidays have had disputes with my brother-in-law over.
This has got to be a joke.
No, it's a thing. It's a thing, and that's why instead of I believe it's down in Jamaica and the Caribbean, there's Rastafarians and Rastafarianism.
So this is like a parody.
So this is like a parody. It's the Pastafari. I'm not even going to try that word again. But yeah, it's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Personally, I don't think that they are as legit as the Universal Life Church, which is where I've got my ministry credentials from. And that was often a dispute at holiday dinners of who would outrank who. And yes, we're all children of God. I get that, but Universal Life Church versus Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Like, it sounds like a Sesame Street skit or something. But it's out there. And, if Masons believe in religious freedoms, and as long as you believe in a supreme being, the fact that yours might be a spaghetti monster is a little shaky to me. But, hey, peace on earth. Goodwill to all men and women. But yeah, it's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Okay. I have no comment. To each their own. Anthony Vittorioso. Again, if I butcher your last name, par for the course. Just realize
Vittorioso.
Just realized you guys are in Connecticut. I was in Groton for in this week for work. Quaint little town.
No, it's not.
Submarine capital of the world, though.
Yes, it is. And God bless our men and women in blue over there, yes. And naval officers.
And, if you're ever going over 95 in the Thames River, try not to look at the river, because every once in a while you'll see a nuclear submarine just taxiing down that little strip of water, and the last thing you want to do is crash into anybody while you're watching that.
Yeah.
Because they are cool to see. The Nautilus is also there, Groton Subways. Nautilus is cool to go
into.
I've been on there, too, and I'm claustrophobic.
See,
so.
It didn't freak me out. And I don't mean this as a slight.
Oh, here we
go. But I'm bigger than you. I'm taller. I'm wider. And I didn't feel, not just in the pants. I didn't feel like I was confined. I didn't feel like I could see myself at night, like stubbing my toe, going through the little thing, and like freaking dying, because I do that on the shower track, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. So doing that on there, it can't be fun.
I could take a head wound all day long. You stub that, especially the pinky toe.
Oh, yeah.
You ever kick a wall with the pinky toe?
Or drop the remote control on it, and you're like,
broke your foot in half.
Yeah.
Right? I kicked a wall one time in my old house, kicked the freaking wall in the bathroom, and I literally thought I split my foot in half.
Oh, yeah. You go down to like a SWAT team roll when that happens.
But Groton is not a quaint little town. It's submarine capital of the world. If you ever get a chance to go there, check it out. There's a bunch of museums.
Decent seafood in the area, though.
Decent.
Yeah.
Very decent.
Yeah. Very better than decent.
Yes.
But I was going to say, let's make sure we get to that, because I'm sure this is a common thing right now.
Larry off the grid. Good evening, gents. I have petitioned to my local lodge and am playing the waiting game. Love listening.
Larry, stay in touch, Larry.
Yeah, stay in touch.
With everything going on right now, I have the same exact situation going on in my mother lodge, where we just voted on a petition. We got the petition in October, assigned the investigation committee. They reported back in November. We voted for him. He's going to go forward with his EA degree. But I called him and said, hey, look, right now we want to wait until we can give you the full degree experience.
Right.
So you're going to go through it. We voted on you. You're in. But it's going to take a little time. Hopefully the lodge that he petitioned has a really good secretary or somebody in there that will keep in contact with him and keep him informed. But if you're not hearing anything, stay in touch.
So here's another suggestion. And lodges can do this because it is free to open an account or something along those lines, a GroupMe app, Discord, Slack, which is what we use.
Yep.
And we still have Discord, by the way. It's just...
Oh, I deleted it.
It's like a ghost town, but, I mean, the real inappropriate things still end up on there. We'll get into that later. That's for Discord.
It's like the dark web.
It's like the dark web podcast. For us, right? I would challenge lodges to open something along those lines.
Yeah.
Because you can't talk Masonically through Zoom meetings or all that stuff anyway. You can't talk Masonically through apps or emails or anything like that. So download the GroupMe app, Discord, Slack, something along those lines, and so add all your brothers and petitioners and entered apprentices and fellow craft. You're not talking Masonically anyway. You at least shouldn't be. And everybody can stay in touch. So I would challenge all lodges. And if you're listening to this and your lodge doesn't have this, you don't have to necessarily be the boss. Be like, hey, I got this great idea. I heard it on a podcast. You can give us a shout out if you want. But I heard this on a podcast. You know, why don't we try this?
Right.
And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. Especially
a lot of fun.
When all the Masons get talking. I mean, granted, it's going to have lulls, and you're going to have days where people are just slammed at work and nobody's really talking on it and everything.
I would just recommend that you turn off your notifications.
Turn off your notifications, yes, because you'll go all day long. But it's a great way of just networking with your brothers or just talking.
Staying in touch.
I hate the word networking. It's like moist.
No, but it's fellowship. It's fellowship.
Yes.
Even if it's non-Masons, it's still fellowship.
You know, what do? We send stupid memes to each other. I had a great one today, but we won't talk about that. But I'm just saying, like, even if it's just to make another brother laugh.
Right. Which a lot of brothers can use right now.
Yeah. And actually, somebody sent me a message on the side after I posted my particular picture and was like, holy shit, I needed that today.
Yeah. You never know. You never know who needs that. And it builds that camaraderie. It builds that fellowship. And it keeps people engaged. You know, one other last thing to Larry off the grid there. You know, I'm assuming, I don't know what state or jurisdiction you're in, but I'm assuming your petition is at least somewhat similar to ours here in Connecticut, where you need a recommender or two to sign off on that position. Stay in touch with those guys. They can be your eyes and ears. Consider them your liaisons, the liaison between you and the lodge right now. So stay in touch with them. And, you know, obviously, I wouldn't call them every week and say, anything yet? Is it happening yet? Just say, hey, I just want to, you know, wish them a Merry Christmas. Wish them a happy holiday.
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure that you're still in the pipeline. Make sure that they're still thinking about you. And just do that every once in a while. And it'll go a long way. Trust me.
Right. So,
Southern Ohio.
Southern Ohio. There you go. So I want to just quickly touch before we sign off on here. I want to touch on the history of Prince Hall Masonry.
Yes.
I want to talk about the history of it, where it came from, what it's all about. Again, it's no different than what we do. And I'll briefly touch on this because at some point I'm hoping that a PHA Mason will be willing to come up here on the podcast and actually talk about what they do.
And we've been trying. We've been trying to get some PHA up here because
we've tried for quite a while now.
At least a year now.
Yeah. Again, I think PHA Masonry is a little bit more secretive than
I think so.
I think they're a little bit more quiet about what they do.
Yeah.
Which, mad respect for it, because I
think absolutely.
I love the secrecy part of it. But, you know, I'd love for them to tell us their own experiences as being Masons, what got them involved, you know, and all that. Hear a different, you know, body, I guess you could say.
Right.
Same body, but different. Like, what's
a different perspective.
Perspective, yeah.
Same book, different author.
Right. So, let's get into Prince Hall Freemason real quick. And I hate to do this, but I'm pulling it off of Wikipedia.
Which makes me sick. George is going to read.
I'm going to read. So, let's get into Prince Hall Freemasonry. For those who don't know, you're going to learn a little bit about it right now. Prince Hall Freemasonry is a branch of North American Freemasonry for African Americans founded by Prince Hall on September 29th, 1784, which, by the way, make me a reminder because I would love to do an entire episode on Prince Hall the man himself.
Okay.
These are two main branches of Prince Hall Freemasonry. The independent state Prince Hall Grand Lodges, most of which are recognized by regular Masonic jurisdictions, and those under the jurisdiction of National Grand Lodge. Prince Hall Freemasonry is oldest and largest, and they have 300,000-plus initiated members, predominantly African-American fraternity in the nation. My assumption is that of the, what would we say, 6 million Freemasons in the world, that number is included in the Prince Hall. I don't think that's separate. I mean,
no, I think that would be included.
I think they lump us all together, kind of. You know.
I don't know if they lump us in with those international Freemasons or Masonry International.
Depends on who's taking the, yeah. You know.
Those guys are shady. Clandys.
Clandy!
Yeah.
Petitions for admittance into existing lodges. Prior to the American Revolutionary War, Prince Hall and 14 other free black men petitioned for admittance to the white Boston St. John's Lodge and were declined. The Masonic fraternity was attractive to some free blacks like Prince Hall because Freemasonry was founded upon ideals of liberty, equality, and peace. Exactly. Which drives me nuts that some jurisdictions don't recognize it.
Yeah, it's
how do you preach equality?
Especially in today's day and age. Like, if there's ever a time to call for unity and look right. at some of these practices and re-examine them,
right.
now is the time, man. Don't let it be a wasted opportunity.
Not trying to be douche, but...
you don't have to try that hard.
I don't have to try that hard, but considering that we would say Freemasonry is on a membership decline?
I would like to call it a contraction.
Okay.
Because I think it's part of the natural ebb and flow of
just
things,
making a point. Why wouldn't you want to be
down?
More? Not. I mean, more inclusive to a point. We all have our views on other things.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we're men, right?
Yeah. We have similar interests and even where
similar
we have,
body parts?
Well, that's true. Well, I don't know. I saw that picture of Big Mike that you keep sending around on on Slack and Discord and stuff. I don't know that all men are created equal, man, based on that picture. But anyway, it's like if there's ever a time where we could get together and not only embrace our similarities, but talk about the differences too and get that different perspective and come to a greater understanding. You know, as they're brothers. You know, the bottom line is they're brothers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's the part about, you know, not having a contention exist between brothers.
Right.
And you could sit down and you could probably have a nice heated debate or discussion. It doesn't even have to be heated, but honest, candid.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, you're going to come away and learn something.
Right.
There's no harm in it. Actually, if there were ever a time where all of Freemasonry... Not the Clandys.
Mm-hmm.
Every Grand Lodge jurisdiction, every Prince Hall jurisdiction. If we could ever get together and truly unite, this organization would be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we wouldn't be able to do.
Can I make a joke?
Sure.
Okay. So the picture you're referring to of Big Mike has been around since the beginning of the whole COVID thing.
Oh, it's been
kind of where he got his rise. No pun intended.
But he's dead.
Is he?
Yeah, I think before that it became popular.
Really?
He's dead, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I'll do some research.
It's a rather large man.
Yes.
Sitting on the end of a bed. And if I'm going to leave it at that.
Everybody's seen it.
Okay.
There were some good Thanksgiving ones going around recently, too. Yes, like him in a balloon down at the Macy's Parade.
But my point I wanted to say is, like, one of the challenges we have as Freemasons is, are you a man? And could you imagine him just...
Like it's like a scene from Blazing Saddles.
Whipping it out.
Excuse me while I whip this.
He's a master mason. No, he's worshipful. He's good. He's good. Anyway, let's move on to this. Grand Lodge of Ireland. Having been rejected by colonial American Freemasonry, Hall and 14 others sought and were initiated into Masonry through Lodge number 441 of the Grand Lodge of Ireland, March 6, 1775. Hold on 1 second. The military lodge was attached to the 38th Foot Regiment. The lodge was attached to the British forces stationed in Boston. Hats off to Prince Hall. Oh, you going to reject me? Up yours!
Yeah, I'm going above you.
I got you.
I want to speak to the manager.
Hats off to him.
Yeah, good
That's
for him.
Gangster shit. Be like, okay, yeah, no. Thanks for the opportunity. And then go to the boss
yeah.
and let him in.
I'd like to speak to your manager.
I'd like to speak to your manager, please. Yeah. Hall and other freedmen founded the African Lodge Number 1, and he was elected master. Could you imagine that? You know, now here, making a joke, but seriously, at the same time, I would. You know what I would do if I were Prince Hall? Here's what I would have done. Got rejected from the lodge, right? Then he was initiated and made a Master Mason and created a new lodge. You know where I would park my African Lodge Number 1?
Right next to the other.
Right next to St. John's.
And I'd go visit them. I'd go visit them.
That's awesome. And he was elected master. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
And then as they had their stated meetings, I would make sure our stated meetings were on the same night. And while they're out front smoking their cigars and hanging out, yeah. I'd be out front too. But like, hey,
hey guys,
going on, brothers?
Hey, brothers, good to see you, brothers.
It's exactly what I would
Hello,
do.
Brothers.
Hello, brothers. Other African Americans included Cyrus Johnson. Oh boy, Buston Slinger.
No.
Prince Rees, John Canton, Peter Freeman, Benjamin Tyler. Duff Reform, Thomas Santerson. I want to get these names right, just because this is historical. Prince Raiden. Love how they got their name Prince. That's like an unnamed you don't hear that much anymore.
No. Much more popular at the time.
Yeah. Cato Speeden. Boston Smith. Peter Best. Fortin Horward, excuse me. And Richard Tilley, all of whom were free by birth. When men wished to become Masons in the new nation and existing members of the lodge had to vote unanimously, still done to this day, to accept the petitioners. If any one white member voted against a black petitioner, that person would be rejected. In a letter to General Albert Pike, here we go, to his brother in 1875, he said, "I am not inclined to meddle in the matter. I took my obligations to white men, not to Negroes." When I have to accept Negroes as brothers or leave Masonry, I shall leave it. Interesting, though, that he went back and recanted those statements.
That was a younger Albert Pike.
Yes, he went back and recanted them and then went on to defend them in court because he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
In multiple court cases.
Not only them, but I believe he was Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So he did say that. Let's be transparent.
He did say it.
He evolved. He changed.
I don't pull no punches. I mean, if...
No, hey, we're rough ashlers. And think about the culture of the time. I mean, there were people that didn't agree with slavery but owned slaves.
There's also another problem that you run into, and you can take this for what it's worth in modern day. But when you... You can say... How do I put this, Joe?
I don't know.
There are people that say things just to go along with the crowd because it's safer for them.
Oh, it's yeah. Here's what
follow I what I'm getting at.
Yes, and I think it's
like the cancel culture of its time.
It's that, and it's also if you are a certain social status,
mm-hmm.
and that is what the acceptance and the prevailing thought mm-hmm. is of this social group that you're in. If mm-hmm. you go against that,
mm-hmm.
you may get thrown out of that.
Or two.
Yeah, you may no longer be able to be a part of that.
Or get your ass kicked.
Right, which, mm. you know, not saying that that's a good reason.
Right. Yeah, no.
Because people need to take a stand even when it's not popular, but you could understand
mm-hmm. why.
Ben Franklin was one of the biggest abolitionists
mm-hmm.
out there at the forming of this country.
Mm-hmm.
But his family had slaves.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. that's
Washington.
That's what it was exactly.
All of them did.
So again,
not saying it's okay.
By no means mm-hmm. saying it's okay, but there was a certain culture and social aspect of it that figures into it.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, it's if you want to compare it to modern day. And again, I'm not getting political. Please don't take it away. I'm just trying to look outside the box. I think. It's important to look at things in a other person's point of view. And thank you, Holiday, for I want to give a shout out to Holiday for pointing some things out to me.
Celebrate.
But I took it from a different point of view.
Yeah.
And yeah, I listened to him. But I just want to say that, you know, in regards to this,
if you want to compare it to modern day, it's modern day is you have to accept certain things that you may not necessarily accept.
Yeah, it's that herd mentality. Say that, though. Right.
It's cancel culture.
Yeah.
So exactly I think about it maybe potentially. Pike didn't necessarily feel this way, but he had to say things because of ramifications or repercussions to him.
Well, what if he'd gotten thrown out of Freemasonry?
He was a lawyer, too.
So what if he got disbarred, thrown out of Freemasonry? He would not have been able to accomplish what he did later in life.
Correct.
Again, not making an excuse and not saying it's okay. Mm-hmm. But we've all done stupid things in our lives because of peer pressure.
I've never done anything stupid.
Do you want to talk about like
that's some a lie? Of your, that's a lie.
Some of your Marine days when you had the weekend to yourself or something?
That's true.
Yeah. So everybody at some point in their life gets caught up in this thing and says and does things that they don't necessarily mean. They're not even thinking about it. They're just parroting what's popular opinion at the time. Again, okay.
And I also want to say that not everyone's perfect, so stop pretending to be.
Right.
We are Masons.
Ashler. Like
we're rough that are trying to be perfect.
Right. And knowing we'll never obtain it, but we still work towards it, and you try to improve yourself.
Nobody's perfect.
No.
So stop pretending like, you know, and, you know, if you want to get into the good old JC, because his birthday's coming up, you know, he did say, if you were without sin, cast the first stone.
Right.
And nobody picked up a rock.
No.
Which he was basically saying, Joe, you're first.
Don't be an a-hole. And mind your business. Exactly. They're stoning a woman for being a prostitute. Well, she couldn't be a prostitute unless the guys around her were getting involved.
Right, right. Exactly.
Like, clearly, business was good because people knew about it.
Yeah, like, we got to stone her before she goes back and tells somebody.
Right. I didn't realize the Kennedys were around there.
What the hell?
Oh, whoa. Whoa, you could edit that out.
No, it's fine. So anyway, let's move on here.
Yeah, so just some. I just want to point out some famous Prince Hall Masons, a lot of people that you've heard of. Well, I have because I'm older. But with Christmas carols coming up soon, Brother Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Count Basie, military general, U.S. Air Force, Daniel Chappie James. And that's not the guy from Iron Eagle. His name was Chappie, but that was Louis Gossett Jr. You have people like Scottie Pippen. You've got Shaquille O'Neal. You've got Charlie Rangel, who was a New York, I think, congressman. Jesse Jackson. Whether you like the guy or not, Jesse is a brother.
Yes.
Al Sharpton. You can have your own opinion.
You know what, though? You can even say that, like, you can, you know, even saying that is like, you know, I don't know. Because, whether you like the guy or not, he's still a brother. It's like, well, you know what? There's many people that might not like me.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying his when I say you may not like him, it's usually a political view.
Political view,
which we put aside.
Which, by the way, is I'm looking for Connecticut. I want to see if they
last recommend. Last but not least, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, wow. Boxer. I'm looking for I'm trying to find out where it says that these bastards couldn't even... Wikipedia, you suck. You couldn't even give Connecticut, Grand Lodge of Connecticut, recognition. They have all the lodges in here that... Or the Grand Lodges that don't recognize. But they don't have the ones that first started. And I just want to give a shout-out to our Grand Lodge in the state of Connecticut. Because we were the first Grand Lodge to
recognize them as...
To basically say, come on, guys, it's kind of bullshit. So.
And there were a couple other Grand Lodges at the same time that were doing it or had some form of it, but we were the first ones to come full out and say, hey, this is it. We're going to do it with no restrictions. We're going to let them preserve their traditions so that they can be separate, but... They can come to our lodges. We can go to theirs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's a mutual recognition that still there's a few states out there don't do that.
Yeah, I just want to get into the quick history of it. And I would like it to be told by a PHA Mason himself.
Yeah, so.
So we'll cover it for next time, because one of the things I want to do when I get into is Prince Hall.
Yeah.
The man himself.
Yeah.
I love doing little historical references to individual Masons.
And let's be honest, we just can't do it justice.
I don't want to shortchange it off this episode. Exactly. We don't got Ken here. He's Mr. Research.
Yeah. But no, we'll definitely do that. But I want to cover it in more teaser. Detail.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little teaser. But anyway, what do you say, Joe?
Let's wrap it up, sir.
Wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are back. I no longer am dying, so we'll be
back to our regularly scheduled Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be
Sunday,
back.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
What do you want to cover Sunday? You got any ideas?
No, but we'll come up. We'll come up between now and then.
Yep. So anyway, for the Freemasons podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie, signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe, signing off.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.